Hello, 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 and welcome back. I'm Bronwyn Dannenfelter, and I'm here with Barnaby Evans and this beautiful, lovely musician, Sidi Maiga, who is going to be performing at Waterfire this Saturday at the Ignite Music Stage at Waterfire on Steeple Street. And we're just so excited to have you.
Oh, same here.
The concert starts at 7 p.m. And, Sidi, you know, your music, we play music from all over the world at Waterfire, but I have to say, your home country of Mali has been producing astonishing music for centuries, and it's influenced music from rock and roll to the blues to folk traditions to religious traditions, spiritual traditions, and rhythm's always at the heart of it. And I, first of all, want to thank you for the heritage of that and sharing it with us. And you've also been in Rhode Island sharing your music traditions and your knowledge of music and your craft for over 10 years.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about yourself and how you first came into the playing the djembe.
In Mali, as a culture, every children from like 5 years old and stuff, we all play drum.
Okay.
It doesn't matter if you're a drummer or not. Mm-hmm. We just get together in the street corner to play the drum. So, but it's not like actual drum. Some can be tomato can, boxes, and stuff. So we all did that. And after, you know, it depends if you want to keep playing drum or if you want to do other thing. But as first, you have to go to school. But, you know, I kept playing drum and end up with some of my friends. We create our own drumming group.
Well, and when we say playing drums, you guys play amazing rhythms. I mean, all sorts of syncopated, complicated things going back, passing it from one to another. I mean, it's not in unison. It's a really complicated tapestry of sound.
Yes.
And this is a very special, it's a special drum. And can you pronounce it again? A djembe?
Djembe.
A djembe?
Yes.
And what is it made of?
It's made of a tree and animal skins. Usually we use a goat skin. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I like cow skin because I can pull that one more to give the sound I want.
Yeah.
So that's why I use cow skin.
And does every djembe player, or there's a word for it, isn't it? Somebody who plays the djembe?
Uh-huh.
What is it?
Djembe fola.
I'm going to try, yeah. I'm going to let you say that one. But yeah, so is there a reason for the decorations? Is that
the decoration, you know, this is, it looked like a decoration, but it's the way to fix, fix them.
Mm-hmm.
You see, because we used to make them with all skin, but now, you know, the problem with that was when you play a little bit, the sound go like it go low,
right.
So you have to warm it up again.
Tighten it up. Yeah.
Exactly. So with this one, you don't have to do that. When you tighten, it stay like that. So the reason is because we have a two ring. The skin will be between two ring,
mm-hmm.
and we pull it with a rope.
Right. So it's both decorative, but it also has a very precise function in keeping the tone.
Exactly.
And the djembe is a drum that makes lots of different sounds.
Yes.
Now, we're not really in a recording studio, but do you want to give us just a sense of some of the vocabulary? We'll see.
Yes.
You know, there's a lot of sounds. You can really talk with this drum.
Okay. Yes, so, you know, usually you have a three sound, slap, tone, and bass, no matter how you play. But sometimes you can do some funny sound and all those kind of things, you know, to make it more fun. And I know, like, this studio might be a little small for my drum. I'm loud.
I think we just.
I wanted to get up and dance.
I think we just sent the engineer through the roof.
I know. I'm looking at Brett right now, going, yeah. "Oh, how does that sound?"
but you could see just in that short segment, and that's just with one player, a variety of rhythms, tones, sounds, sort of emphasis. I mean, it really it's a way of communicating that I think has got great subtlety. And I'm so delighted to have such a skilled player in Rhode Island. And you've been teaching this and demonstrating this all over the world, but particularly in New England.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about your band and the music. And I know we're going to cut to play a short segment of a piece of your larger band playing.
Exactly. So my band is composed by, you know, kora, which is not a string instrument. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's like 21 string.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And it's beautiful.
Yeah. And balafon, which is not a percussion instrument, drum set, djembe, and bass, guitar.
Bass guitar, yeah, absolutely.
Exactly. So, and we all sing together. You know, first of all, like, I used to play more drum, like, with my drummer. But, you know, at some point, you know, I got this grant from Rhode Island Foundation. How you call it? McCall Johnson?
Yes, the Fellowship. McCall Johnson, absolutely,
yeah,
Fellowship,
yes.
Yeah.
So they gave me more courage to go forward with the band, you know, and try to focus to make music and travel around. So we have been playing almost everywhere. And, you know.
Where have you been playing?
We've been playing, you know, at most in New England, Vermont, Maine, New Hampshire, Boston, New York, Mexico.
Wow, so then we're really lucky that you're going to be playing with us this Saturday.
Yeah, definitely. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, and also the McCall Johnson Fellowship is a really great opportunity for a musician. This is a very prestigious grant that the Rhode Island Foundation has been giving. I think they give it every 3 years, right?
Yes.
And I'm first of all, want to thank the Rhode Island Foundation for defining music very broadly.
Yes.
Because sometimes these foundational grants are just given to formal compositions for string quartets or for orchestras or something like that. Yeah. But they've defined this idea of music very broadly, and you've shown exactly the power of why that engagement to expand this dialogue is so important.
Yes, very, very. I was so honored and glad to, you know, to receive that.
So you've been doing collaborations with many people, as well as teaching and talking about the influence of Malian music and African music in general in many forums around, you know, both to school children and to, you know, music schools.
Yeah, music school. Yep, I have been teaching like almost, I don't know if it's every school in Rhode Island, Boston, but most of them, right? Then, you know, I did collaboration with other teachers and other musicians. I play with so many different people. Mm-hmm. And my new album, who just came out a couple of weeks ago, which
is... let's skip the title, yeah.
Yeah, United Africa. So I did a collaboration with Umu Sangare, who is a Grammy winner singer as well. Nampes Sajo.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So this just came out a couple of weeks
ago? Just came out a couple of weeks ago.
Very nice. And if somebody wanted to find out some more information or if they wanted to...
Well, I presume it's going to be for sale at your concert. You'll have it there. Absolutely.
Yes,
so it'll be available for sale at Waterfire this coming Saturday while you'll be playing with the band.
Definitely.
Starts at 7. Yeah. I don't know if we have time to play the music now or do we do it in the next segment? Okay, so why don't we switch to hear a little bit from this new album? This is the 10th track. It's called United Africa, right?
Yes, sir.
We'll be right back.
now that is some like foot stomping music. I've been sitting here in my chair wiggling around a little bit. I'm all excited for Saturday.
Yes.
Yeah, but you know, but
I mean, this is a music about bringing people together and enjoying themselves and moving.
Exactly.
I mean, you can tell it's about moving.
Yes.
And it's going to be a great addition to Waterfire. We're so delighted to have you. But tell us a little bit about the you know, the lyrics and what you're thinking of in composing it and what makes this magic happen.
Yes, you know, like I've been thinking about this a lot, and you know, like with this world right now, there are so many problems, and I just see people like trying to fight each other for no reason, because you know there are nowhere we will move forward and get better, like if there are no peace. So I think the only key for Africa is just to be together, yeah, like anybody. But you know, since Africa is its own continent, so to be united will be the best thing for them.
Yeah. And you know, that's the theme that we come to when we create Waterfire, is that there's so much more that unites us than it is that divides us, and music is one of those things.
Yes.
Love of beauty, love of dance.
Yes.
Love of light and fire and water and food, and we try to bring all those together into a sort of a grand, what would we call it? A grand sort of, trying to think of the Creole term, like, it's not a goulash, what is it? It's a gumbo.
Yeah.
Like a great big gumbo of all these different things that come together.
Exactly.
And it really turns the city around, and it's so important, and we're so delighted to have you join us.
Yes.
I think we're going to take a slight break, and then we'll come back and talk a little further about it.
Hello, and we are back, and you're listening to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790, your station for talk and business. And I'm Bronwyn Dannenfelter, your host here with Barnaby Evans, creator of Waterfire. And hopefully you just heard some of that incredible music by City Mega, who is going to be playing with his band on the Steeple Street stage, the Ignite Music stage, which, again, I want to say a big thank you to Fat Bellies, who is sponsoring that stage, as well as Geico. It's one of our favorite venues, but after listening to that music, yes, I think I'm going to make my way down there and do a little boogieing.
Yes. Everybody should. I mean, the band starts at 7. It's this Saturday, along with the rest of Waterfire. Yeah. But, you know, Sebe, I want to mention two other things. You have a release party for this new album.
Yes.
That's at the Spot.
At the Spot Underground.
Underground in Providence.
Yes.
And it's July 26th.
Yes.
And you're coming on stage around 11 to about 2 a.m.
Yes.
And that is another Waterfire night, so another great chance to come see a extraordinary gathering of people downtown. And with your permission, we'd love to include some of that music on the soundtrack that night.
Yes,
can
please.
We do that?
Oh, yeah, please.
We'll do that in sort of honor of the release of that. And people should go down to the Spot Underground, and you can go to Waterfire and then go do that.
Mm-hmm.
And you're doing also another event on September 20th with First Works in the city of Providence.
Yes.
You want to talk about that, Africa Nyanga?
Yes, Africa Nyanga. I have been doing that for 6 years now. And I get found by RISCA every year, so they sponsor.
That's the Rhode Island State Council on the Arts. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So I have been bringing different people from everywhere. Umu came before.
Okay.
And Wumi, and Michelle Cruz, like a lot of
Michelle
people.
Cruz is great.
Yeah, she's the one
her.
Who was singing on United Africa.
Yeah,
that's her voice.
Yeah,
exactly. So I have been bringing people every year. You know, sometimes I bring a drummer group from Senegal, Nigeria, Mali, and, DJs as well. So I've been doing that for 6 years now.
Well, so we're so excited that you're going to be with us. And I think, Barnaby, I think let's let people know Sunset is at 8:21. But remember,
the Art Tent's open at 6 and the stage opens at 7, right?
Exactly.
Yeah,
so
there's
come
a
down
lot
early.
Of things going on, absolutely.
And then from 8 to 10, you can, if you've got the patience, you can go learn how to fold an origami crane,
yes,
right, in Memorial Park.
And
we'll even deliver one down to you on Steeple Street, all
yes,
right?
Yes, please.
And, again, Barnaby, we can't ever thank our sponsors enough. And as we know, Fidelity was a sponsor of the is a sponsor of the event on Saturday. But Nortech is also, Nortech Inc. has been an incredible supporter
Nortech's
of ours.
Nortech's been a long-time sponsor as well. Another company that people don't realize its depth of its roots in the in the community and all the different things it does, and we're so delighted to have them as a sponsor and a longtime partner.
Absolutely. So, great weather, good music, lots of fun, and community.
Yeah.
I have to correct that. It's good weather and great music.
Okay. So it's
straight here. And a great night for everyone to be in downtown. So it's a wonderful thing.
So I think, you know, we want to just thank everybody that has joined us here today for the show. It's been great talking to you. And
thank you
great,
so much.
Fantastic. And I love that drum. And for anybody.
And we're going out with another one of your pieces here from the new album that's going to be coming up, opening at the Spot Underground on July 26th.
Yes, we are. And if you've missed any of this program, you can catch it on www.business790. Thank you.